The co-chairs for this year's United Way of Washtenaw County campaign have the distinction of being the youngest to lead a local campaign. Husband and wife duo Megan and Kyle Mazurek are part of a new breed of generation who are passionate for their community and who apply their talents to make it a better place to live. How were you selected for this, Kyle?
That is an excellent question. I think the United Way was looking to add a little bit more youth to the campaign this year. So I think Megan and I, relatively speaking, given our age, helped us stand out a little bit, particularly in light of all of our volunteer service in the community as well.
And Megan, you certainly have done a lot in the community. What drives the two of you to do what you do?
We're passionate about giving back. We're passionate about being involved. We love helping people, and we love just being a part of the community, a part of the community we live in.
You're also a lot of fun. And I think bringing that to the campaign, it's a serious issue because of the work that the United Way does, but it helps draw in other young people to give back, doesn't it?
That's certainly our goal. So this will be a good test if they made the right decision having us as the co-chairs.
Yeah, talk to us in April of 2020. We'll let you know how it went.
But certainly that's our goal, to be able to, with our energy, get more people engaged.
Speaking of goals, what is the goal for the campaign this year, Kyle?
An ambitious $4.25 million, which is a slight increase over last year's goal.
And yet the grant requests are over twice that.
Yes, I think that's a testament to the need that we here in Washtenaw County, you know, sometimes contrary to popular belief, the need we have.
The United Way provides a safety net. Talk a little bit more about the kinds of things the United Way does.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. They have a 211 hotline that they use for folks who have questions, maybe about, you know, reducing a utility bill or something like that. They have financial coaching that they do for folks who don't have those skills. They do income tax preparation for lower income taxpayers so that they can make sure that they're getting a little something back from Uncle Sam at the end of the year. So things like that, in addition to the grant money that they dole out.
And Megan, that grant money going to organizations that I see you and Kyle helping to support throughout the year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of local nonprofits that United Way supports, and I don't think people are always aware of that United Way is such a strong community partner, which is another reason why we like to be involved with United Way's partners and help support them.
There is something that was brought back recently, and that is the campaign cabinet, and you're hoping that that is going to help draw more interest in the campaign this year. What is that?
Yeah, so that is a group of individuals like us serving on a voluntary basis. I think there's about a dozen or so this year. But the general idea is they're folks who are very well tapped into the community, similar to Megan and I. And they try to help United Way make inroads with other agencies, other companies, so that those companies, you know, can see the value in the United Way and maybe look at not only volunteering, but running campaigns themselves to support the overall effort.
We have campaigns at the University of Michigan, at Eastern Michigan University, at the big corporations in our community, but there are businesses that aren't involved yet. And so this campaign cabinet is calling on those companies?
Yes, especially new companies that are new to the area, startups. I think, too, we focus heavily on the big companies, but a company, even a three-person company, could run a campaign for United Way. I mean, every dollar help support local lives, local nonprofits,
and your
stays here.
Campaign cabinet has already called on about 55 companies. You've seen some good news coming out of that.
Yes, we've already had a 5% increase in new campaigns being run this year, which is huge. And obviously the goal, we don't necessarily expect that the first call leads to running a campaign that year. I mean, certainly we're cultivating a relationship and trying to help other companies learn more about United Way and the same, learn about them as well. So to see an increase already is huge because we just started this in the summer. So this is a few months of work.
And sometimes we're laying groundwork for future campaigns. I had the opportunity in 2017 and 2018 to serve on the campaign cabinet prior to assuming this year's co-chair role. And we had a great company we reached out to in 2017. They weren't necessarily ready to run their own campaign, and we reached back out to them in 2018. And I think it's, you know, finally this year, 2 years into the process, where they're running an active campaign. So sometimes we're just laying groundwork, and hopefully things come to fruition at some point down the road.
You've seen a 10% increase in new opportunities, 50% increase in advocacy, creating awareness of the United Way and its opportunities. Mm-hmm. Who are the Leadership Giving Association co-chairs?
That would be Brandon and Tia Tucker.
And what is their role?
So United Way has about 1,000 leadership donors. So Brandon and Tia are going to be reaching out to those leadership donors, via phone call, letter, email, even over coffee, just to make sure that they feel appreciated in what they're doing for the United Way, that they're involved and engaged.
Those 1,000 leadership donors, are those individuals then, or are those also companies?
I think primarily individuals.
Individuals or households, like couples.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that donate $1,000 or more to United Way annually.
So having that connection with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It helps to do the kind of work that you're doing when your own line of work is very giving as well. It takes a lot of time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
You work for Comcast, Kyle?
Yeah, I do government community relations work for Comcast. So, part of my job is working with the nonprofits in Washtenaw County and with whatever means I have, trying to find good ones to support. All the nonprofits here in town are good, but, trying to be strategic about that. Then also the nice thing is Comcast, we're in 39 states, District of Columbia, and worldwide now with NBC Universal. But we actually run a very active campaign in the fall as well in October. Where there's a good 1 or 2 weeks, just depends, on the calendar year, where we're all engaged and trying to pull in the same direction for United Way. So, yeah, I joined the company, 8-9 years ago, and United Way has been part of it every year.
And Megan, likewise for your company, which is Reinhart Realtors, you're a realtor with them.
Yes. I started at Reinhart doing marketing and worked very closely with Dave Lutton, the president, and was able to review with him all of the asks that he gets every year and what he gives out. And they run a very strong United Way campaign. He's always been supportive of United Way, a former United Way board member. And Dave Lutton was also a former co-chair a few years back. So it's really nice to be involved. I think when we think about careers, when we left our jobs for new jobs, it was important to line up with a company that cared and was involved in the company. So it's great to see.
The United Way co-chairs for this year's campaign, husband and wife duo, Megan and Kyle Mazurek. For more information about the United Way's campaign, go online to uwgive.org. That's uwgive.org. I'm Lucianne Lance, and this is Community Cares.